You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. Jake Paul beats Tyron Woodley by decision. This was a good fight. There was actually a point where I really thought Jake was going to lose when Tyron hit him with that, I think it was a right. And the rope saved him. Jake would have went down. And after the fight I was watching, and it looks like they're going to have a rematch, thankfully. I feel like the rematch is going to be an absolute history-making fight, because I feel like it's going to break records, because now people know what to expect. They know that they're going to have a good fight between the two, and they know that both of them are going to push each other. Both of the fighters are going to push themselves to work harder than they did in the previous training. So now we are going to have a Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley war in the second fight. And hopefully Logan fights on the co-main event on the undercard. Hopefully Logan fights Tommy Fury. That's just my opinion. But Jake had said after the fight that his legs were wobbly when walking in, due to the fact that this has been his first time performing in front of a crowd since the Gibb fight. And before that, he was performing in front of a larger crowd in the fight in Manchester Arena in London against Deji. Now, I'm glad. I'll be honest with you. Just because Tyron lost, he honestly didn't take an L. It was still a W, because we probably didn't expect him to be that as good as he was that night. Even though if he wanted to finish Jake, he should have followed up with, like, after he threw the power ones, he should have followed up on maybe a jab or, an uppercut or something. He should have followed up with it with a combo. However, the next fight I know is going to break records. It is. Pay-per-view is going to go through the roof again, but I feel like someone in the next fight is actually going to get knocked out. And it probably won't go the distance next fight. And it's funny, because now you hear Jake's kind of like, I'm going to take some time and figure things out. And I'm like, I hope this isn't like a sense of him thinking, I got hit finally by a power shot. And the nerves got to him. And he was like, I don't know if boxing, I hope he's not like subtly saying, I don't think boxing is for me. Which, if he is, it's good to do it now while your record's still good to retire now while your record's still looking good. But that was a great fight. It doesn't look like Tommy Fury is going to happen next. And if it does happen next, that'll be a surprise. I do think Logan should fight Tommy Fury on the undercard of the next Jake Paul versus Woodley fight. And but I mean, we got to see Jake can go the distance. Went the distance with a great fighter too. Woodley as well. Woodley went the distance, and they both performed really well. You could tell Jake threw some combos we never seen before. But in the grand scheme of things, it was a great fight. And I'm looking forward to see what happens next in both Tyron and Jake Paul's boxing career. Jake said if he gets the tattoo, then he will do the rematch. So we shall see. Now, other celebrities who started reacting to Jake Paul's win over Tyron Woodley, one of them in particular, KSI, he said something which I just said, that's complete, I love you, KSI, but we got to be honest. You know that's not true. He said, I'm not impressed because all the people Jake has fought, I know I can beat. Now, from what I remember from footage, he struggled with Gibb. What I know based off of looking at how Jake dealt with Nate, he would have had issues with Nate too. Shoot. And from what I've seen with Tyron, oh my goodness, Tyron would have knocked JJ out within the first five rounds. But as you see, as you've seen in the fight, Jake basically got, he basically got knocked down. The rope saved him. And Connor tweeted about it, and was asked about it by a paparazzi, and he was like, I don't really care. And you know, a lot of MMA people showing respect to Jake, and a lot of people saying, if you thought Tyron Woodley won that fight, then you don't know what boxing is. See, clearly Jake outboxed Tyron, but it's just Tyron's performance. We did not expect him to be that good on Sunday night. And I believe it was, who else? What other MMA fighters did I see that were doing really well? Yeah. In the post fight interview or post fight press conference, Jake said, Jake said, Nate Diaz is a fanboy. Now, if I'm being honest with you, I really do feel that now that we've seen Jake go up against someone who's like closer to his height, who's as heavy as he is, who's a great striker, I think Woodley, we all know just because Woodley lost his last four fights, he's still a GOAT champion, a legend. However, I feel like, remember, Jake called out Kamaru Usman. Kamaru Usman is now at the top of his game. Now, Woodley is like post-prime. Kamaru Usman is in his prime. Conor McGregor, kind of towards the end of his career, I guess now. Even Conor would be in. Like, I really do think Woodley was more difficult because he was at Jake's height and he was striking. The difference, though, with Conor would have to come up. Jake would have to go down. And Conor's shorter, so, you know, I feel like it'd be another Gibb or Nate Robinson situation. And, like, let's be honest. KSI right now is just, he's talking about Jake because he knows, like, KSI knows he wants to fight Jake, but he also knows it won't be good for him if he does. So he, like, wants to keep his, like, it's almost like an ego thing where, on both sides, where it's like, KSI is trying to pretend like he knows he won't lose, or trying to pretend like he still wants to fight Jake. And then at the same time, Jake is like, I still want to fight him just to avenge Logan and take back that victory and end this little series, this little saga of YouTube boxing. I do think, even if Jake fights Canelo, like, the best way to end this would be either two ways. KSI versus Jake, or Logan Paul versus Jake Paul. That is, like, those are the only two ways to really end this saga of, like, YouTube boxing. And hopefully, like, honestly, you know, Nate Robinson was chirping again, right? We need to have Nate versus KSI to see where KSI is in a little bit, since Nate wants to get back in the ring and he feels like he was done dirty by Jake, which he was. He should probably get in the ring with KSI first, kind of like the way KSI was like, here, if you fight Gibb, then we'll talk. If you beat Gibb to Jake, then we'll talk. And Jake beat him, but now we have to see Nate against KSI. Literally, the most craziest YouTube boxing card would be Jake versus KSI, Austin McBroom versus Logan, Bryce Hall versus Deji, and I don't know who the last one would be. But I feel like that card would be insane. Oh, someone on the undercard, somewhere on the undercard, Nate Robinson versus Gibb. Like, that sounds like, that actually seems like an interesting fight. They both got crazy cardio. They both lost to Jay. But I think, oh, and Deji, I forgot about Deji. Oh, wait, no, I said Deji versus Bryce Hall, right? I think so, yeah. That would be, like, probably, like, the craziest, most entertaining card we've ever seen. Like, I literally gotta go to that fight. I'm not watching it via pay-per-view. I'm literally gonna, like, have to go to that fight because that would be a crazy entertaining bout of a boxing match to ever exist in YouTube history. That would be outstanding. That's a fight that, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That'd be crazy. And, like, the amount of pay-per-views. That'd be late million. Like, probably closer to two. That'd be top five pay-per-views right there. No, I'm guessing it. But it would definitely be high. That's something a lot of us would want to see. The comeback of Nate, the comeback of Logan, the finishing of the saga between Jake and KSI, that needs to be at, like, Madison Square Garden or honestly, if there's some way they can finish it where this all started, because a part of me is like, it can't be in LA, a fight like that. It can't be in Cleveland. New York does sound cool. However, something about Cleveland, though. I don't know. Something about Cleveland just seems like, oh, it's the start of the Paul Brothers. But at the same time, something about Manchester, like going back to Manchester where it all began, just seems like the ideal thing to do for KSI versus Jake. And then, like, finish it there. If you enjoyed this episode or something resonated with you or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.